Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. Now, I decided to create this MP3 as numerous people are talking about rising home prices and their impact on families. The problem with these housing conversations is they fail to fully address the cause. As you're most likely aware, you know, these conversations point the finger at red tape and housing density. While these are legitimate factors, a couple other significant factors exist. The red tape speaks for itself, so we won't waste our time dissecting that one. As for density, those who moan about these guidelines are honestly either lacking in the critical thinking department or they're hypocrites. I mean, the bottom line is towns have a diversity of housing types ranging from multi-story condos, you know, to detached homes on large lots, and townhomes in between. So anyone other than a hypocrite would agree that offering consumers multiple options is always a plus. As for modifying the zoning of an area which is already developed, we must remember that this involves modifying an agreement others already agreed to, meaning current property owners purchase the product based on written information, think zoning, which you now wish to modify. Now, my personal take, if the current owners are offered and accept some incentive in exchange for allowing more homes to be built in their neighborhood, the municipality could consider making a modification after looking into, you know, any water, sewer, traffic issues. On to the two factors I never hear anyone mentioning. First, the number of consumers in the market. Specifically, the increase over time of homes or apartments being occupied by single people. Remember, people are getting married later in life, and this has a huge impact on demand for housing. I mean, after all, 100 married individuals only need 50 units. 100 single people require 100 units. The second factor influencing demand is the fact that with the passage of time, fewer workers travel to an office 5 days a week. And those people are free to live wherever they wish, in state, out of state, even outside the country. I mean, the consequences of this freedom, areas which offer some attraction, you know, think beach, mountains, skiing, nightlife, are constantly growing, whereas those areas with little to offer are, and will continue to be, in decline. In short, people are migrating in ever-increasing numbers. Point being, if you think housing prices in sought-after areas will decline, you're engaged in delusional thinking. To close out, some of you, hours after listening to this MP3, may think you forgot to consider the fact that population growth is slowing and therefore demand will decline. No, I didn't forget. Remember, population is also influenced by lifespan, a number which is increasing. How the two compare, I haven't researched, but just pointing out here that fewer kids isn't the only factor influencing population. Lastly, to those thinking, but I know a hot area where the prices there did decline back in, you know, blah, blah. My reply would be, if an area had unimproved land that was suddenly developed, yes, there may be a short period sometime thereafter where investors / speculators sell and cash out. But that is a blip. Thank you for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material.